Hello, friends, and welcome to the Everyday Truth Podcast with Kurt Skelly. Our purpose is to show that the Bible is relevant to your life every single day. The current series from the book of Nehemiah is called Uncomfortable. Let's hear what Kurt has to say.
Hello there, each and every one of you. Thank you for joining us again on the podcast today. We are in a section of Nehemiah that deals specifically, Caleb, thanks for joining us again today.
Yeah, I'm waking up.
That deals specifically with criticism. And last episode, we talked about one of the major ways by which we are attacked sometimes in our lives is through ridicule.
Yeah.
Where people play word games or they stack up offenses by getting people that are predisposed to agree with them. And it's almost like that group think and that group speak is going to intimidate us from moving forward. And yet Nehemiah led the people not to allow their mind, their thinking, to be affected by that. He prayed to God. He considered what was important. And they move forward for the glory of God. And you'd say, okay, great. So criticism, ridicule, they prayed, they stayed busy, and that's the end of it.
Yeah, but there's more.
And how often in life, Caleb, do we erroneously assume that's going to be the case?
Yeah. Yeah, sometimes criticism comes and we pray to God to take it away. And then we assume that God's answer is going to be immediately to take it away.
And we're almost proud of ourselves. Like, well, I could have gotten in a fight right there. And I could have criticized them, but I didn't. I prayed about it. So I won that battle, not realizing that that battle was prelude to another battle.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly what we find in Nehemiah chapter 4. So this is kind of a hallmark episode for us, Caleb, because our entire episode today deals with three verses.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you listeners have experienced this in your own study and reading of the Bible, but sometimes when you read your Bible, God slows you down because there's a section that really demands a little bit more meditation and study. That's why I'm not necessarily a fan of having to get through a certain section of the Bible every day. Now, if you do that, that's fine. I'm not saying that's wrong, but I like to kind of sometimes slow down and let the Lord park me sometimes in different places. And that's what I find in Nehemiah chapter 4, because remember, in the chapter, you have three times that the people of God are attacked and three times they offer their defense. Last time we saw ridicule, and then the defense was prayer, and they continued working. Now this second time, we're going to see that ridicule gives way to a more potent enemy. Look at verse 7. But it came to pass that when Sanballat and Tobiah and the Arabians and the Ammonites and the Ashdodites heard that the walls of Jerusalem were made up, and that the breaches, the holes in the wall, began to be stopped, then they were very wroth and conspired, all of them together, to come and to fight against Jerusalem and to hinder it. Nevertheless, here's the response, we made our prayer unto our God and set a watch against them day and night because of them. So those are all the verses I'm going to read today.
Mm-hmm.
And is that not an instructive passage of scripture?
There's just so much there. Like you said, it started with criticism and ridicule. And now that doesn't work, critics sometimes aren't so easily defeated. And so they gather even more critics around them. And now they're going to go after
it. It ramps up. Now they have the Ammonites, the Ashdodites. Uh-huh. If you study this geographically, what's happening now is that they're surrounding people from all the environs of Jerusalem are now coming in to Jerusalem. Now they're going to show a show of force. It's almost like the book of Acts where the Sanhedrin told Peter and John, hey, don't preach. And they said, hey, we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard. And then they beat them.
Yeah.
And told them, okay, we mean business. So it's almost as if the first method didn't work, which was ridicule. And now they're resorting to the next level. Now they're going to intimidate and even fight against them. And it's so typical of the enemy, you know, to show this bravado and this sense of force. And what ridicule cannot do, intimidation will accomplish. Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. And one of the things that God wants us to know that we know as believers is that serving God is an upstream, it's an upriver life. It's an against the tide life. It's going to be fraught with these speed bumps along the way, including ridicule and including intimidation.
Yeah, and that's why this passage, like we said last podcast, these chapter 4 study is just so practical, because it does pertain to every Christian. It doesn't matter if you're in ministry or you're just, you know, serving in the Christian life. Criticism is always going to be something that comes up. And when we respond correctly, then this intimidation factor comes in. And if we're not rest and secure in God and what we believe, and then we're going to allow that intimidation to quiet us down.
And that is so good. If we don't rest and find security in God, in our faith in Him, but then let me add this third one, Caleb, not just God and our faith in Him, but in what He's called us to do.
Yep.
Because that's what's happening here. They know that God's called them to do this. And now the ridicule and the intimidation is coming, and they're conspiring all against them. And how often in life is doing the right thing the minority decision?
Yeah, very often.
And if you're the kind of person that has to have people like you, you have to be popular, you base your decisions based upon, you know, the consensus view, if that's your sole criterion for making decisions, you're going to live a very carnal life. Mm-hmm. Because doing right oftentimes is the minority position, and it invites ridicule and it invites intimidation. And those aren't good incentives if you're in it for yourself and not in it for the Lord. So how do they respond? Because that's really what I want to get to in this podcast today, this episode. How do they respond? They respond the same way. So while the attack has taken a little bit of a different form, ridicule has now become intimidation, the response is the exact same. Because the God that can encourage us when we've been ridiculed is the God that can strengthen us when we're being intimidated. So they go right back to God. And it says, nevertheless, we made our prayer unto our God. But then they add, this is added here, Caleb, I find this very interesting. And set a watch against them day and night because of them. So they're watching and praying. Watch and pray. Wow. Where have we heard that? Where have we heard those terms used together?
Oh, we've seen Jesus say that in His ministry. He said to watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation.
On the very night of His crucifixion, that very night in the wee hours of the morning in Gethsemane, He said to Peter, James, and John, watch and pray. And of course, they didn't. They didn't watch. They slept. Maybe because they fallaciously believed that they weren't going to fall. I mean, after all, Peter had said, it'll never happen to me. Mm-hmm. And so therefore, he was unwatchful, unprayerful, and weak. So how often in life are we weak because we don't see our need to be vigilant, to pray, but not these people in Nehemiah 4. What a great template they provide. So in intimidation, we're going to watch and pray. And I find that to be such a theme among Christian leaders at the end of their ministry. So Jesus at the end of his ministry is warning, watch and pray. Paul at the end of his ministry, watch thou in all things, endure affliction, do the work of an evangelist. He's telling Timothy, watch out. Even Peter at the end, be sober, be vigilant, watchful. Because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. So you see that same theme, watch and pray. Be aware of the encroaching enemy. Be aware of their bark and their roar. Be vigilant. But the interesting thing is, in watching, they didn't stop working.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's really neat the way this is phrased, because I think a lot of Christians, their defense is all a reaction. It's reactionary. And it's just, okay, when this criticism comes up, okay, now I'm going to go to my Bible, find out what I'm supposed to do. But here we see Nehemiah, and like you said, people like Paul and Peter, even Jesus, saying, no, you need to be proactive in your defense, so that you build yourself up, so that that wall is stable. So when the criticism comes, when the fiery darts of the devil, when it comes, you know, we have that armor, we have that built up, we know what to do. And now we're not, because we don't have that wall built up, it's going to so easily tear us down, and we're finding ourselves, well, why is this not working? Why is criticism? Why do I feel defeated? It's because we weren't proactive, and we were weak already and vulnerable in our life. So
that's so good. So listeners, listen, you have an enemy. He has a strategy, but you have a God, and he has a listening ear. So let's learn how to trust him, to watch, to pray, and to keep on doing God's work without getting sidetracked. God bless you, my friends.
Thanks for taking time to listen. If Everyday Truth matters to you, go ahead and subscribe to the podcast or share it with a friend. Until next time, God bless.